Education and Training Quality Authority. Kingdom of Bahrain National Examinations. Grade 12. English Language Listening Test. You have two papers, the question paper and the answer sheet. Do not open the question paper until you are told to do so. Now you will hear the instructions for the listening test. There are two parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. At the beginning of each recording, you will hear this sound. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. When you have completed all parts of the listening test, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. You must not speak during the test. Open your question paper now. The test is about to begin. Grade 12 Listening Test 2022. Part 1. Questions 1 to 8. You will hear a series of 4 short extracts. For each extract, there are 2 questions. Circle the correct letter, A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example.
The end of term's coming up and it's time to relax. But we know that money can be a problem, so if you're in full-time education, we can help. The UniTrip card will give you a bundle of savings, whether you're grabbing a bite to eat, catching a movie, or packing your clothes into a suitcase to get out of the classroom, away from your family for a while and fly around the world. You can really start enjoying life. Just fill in the form on our website at www.youth.
The advertisement is for students, so there is a circle around the letter C. The UniTrip card would be useful for someone who wants to book tickets for a holiday, so there is a circle around the letter A. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 1 to 8. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Extract 1.
I've always thought of hippos as ugly animals, running at great speed with their big bodies and short legs, and I've heard stories that they sweat blood. But until we visited Botswana, I'd never realised they could sleep underwater. We saw a baby hippo sunbathing by the river. Mike, our guide, drove closer to the animal so we could take some photos. Suddenly, we saw a huge hippo crashing angrily past our minibus. It then dived into the water and was gone. We all know they'll attack if they feel threatened, and you would have thought it was the mother hippo protecting its little one. However, Mike told us it was in fact a male hippo acting nervously because we got between him and the water where he lives.
Now listen again.
I've always thought of hippos as ugly animals, running at great speed with their big bodies and short legs, and I've heard stories that they sweat blood. But until we visited Botswana, I'd never realised they could sleep underwater. We saw a baby hippo sunbathing by the river. Mike, our guide, drove closer to the animal so we could take some photos. Suddenly, we saw a huge hippo crashing angrily past our minibus. It then dived into the water and was gone. We all know they'll attack if they feel threatened, and you would have thought it was the mother hippo protecting its little one. However, Mike told us it was in fact a male hippo acting nervously because we got between him and the water where he lives.
Extract 2.
Paul Joan is well known as a chocolate artist of genius. He uses his talent and easily creates unusual life-sized objects like chocolate bicycles or robots. He uses generous amounts of the most expensive chocolate. He can quickly complete his outstanding chocolate artwork in less than 30 minutes, which makes him the only speed sculpting chocolate artist in his country. Because of his passion, he now earns thousands of dollars and attracts huge crowds to his chocolate tastings and sculpture events. Paul has been approached by many television program producers offering to take his profession to a wider audience. But he isn't a man of high ambitions. He is perfectly happy just to see his guests admiring his creations down to the last delicious bite.
Now listen again.
Paul Joan is well known as a chocolate artist of genius. He uses his talent and easily creates unusual life-sized objects like chocolate bicycles or robots. He uses generous amounts of the most expensive chocolate. He can quickly complete his outstanding chocolate artwork in less than 30 minutes, which makes him the only speed sculpting chocolate artist in his country. Because of his passion, he now earns thousands of dollars and attracts huge crowds to his chocolate tastings and sculpture events. Paul has been approached by many television program producers offering to take his profession to a wider audience. But he isn't a man of high ambitions. He is perfectly happy just to see his guests admiring his creations down to the last delicious bite.
Extract 3.
Most parents believe that uniforms are about standardising things rather than encouraging students to develop their own styles and look different from each other. But parents think it's more important to have comfortable clothes which allow their children to concentrate on studies. Parents doubt that wearing a uniform prepare students for what they need to wear when they start work, because young people tend to break the rules by wearing their own accessories. For many students, wearing a uniform is a badge of pride of belonging to the school. For others, it's a source of identity in the community. However, more than anything, requiring uniforms increases the school security, as anyone trying to enter the school who's not a student is easy to spot.
Now listen again.
Most parents believe that uniforms are about standardising things rather than encouraging students to develop their own styles and look different from each other. But parents think it's more important to have comfortable clothes which allow their children to concentrate on studies. Parents doubt that wearing a uniform prepares students for what they need to wear when they start work, because young people tend to break the rules by wearing their own accessories. For many students, wearing a uniform is a badge of pride of belonging to the school. For others, it's a source of identity in the community. However, more than anything, requiring uniforms increases the school security, as anyone trying to enter the school who's not a student is easy to spot.
Extract 4.
I was thinking of going back to college and starting on an evening and weekends professional development course. Then, as everybody expected, I got a different post. My company offered me a higher position as a personnel manager in their new London branch. So now I'm going to take a course in time management, which I have little experience of. I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope to learn a lot. I have already arranged for a small loan to pay for my studies. Though my family support me, and I'm sure will tolerate my being away from them most of the time, I'm not sure if I can cope with the schedule of all the lectures and homework and not having time to myself.
Now listen again.
I was thinking of going back to college and starting on an evening and weekends professional development course. Then, as everybody expected, I got a different post. My company offered me a higher position as a personnel manager in their new London branch. So now I'm going to take a course in time management, which I have little experience of. I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope to learn a lot. I have already arranged for a small loan to pay for my studies. Though my family support me, and I'm sure will tolerate my being away from them most of the time, I'm not sure if I can cope with the schedule of all the lectures and homework and not having time to myself.
Now turn to part 2. Part 2. Questions 9 to 14. You will hear an interview with Owen Jenkins, who became rich from a childhood invention. Circle the correct letter A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example.
Good evening and welcome to our weekly programme, Promising Steps. Today, our guest is Owen Jenkins, who, at a young age, has achieved a lot. Hi, Owen. Please tell us about yourself.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm from Miami, and I was a student at a school just like yours. In many ways, I was a typical young boy and a fan of my school's baseball team. On the other hand, I became an inventor and used to be president of a company boasting $500,000 annually.
Owen says that he was an owner of a profitable company when he was a child. So there is a circle around the letter A. You have 1 minute to look at questions 9 to 14. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good evening and welcome to our weekly programme, Promising Steps. Today, our guest is Owen Jenkins, who, at a young age, has achieved a lot. Hi, Owen. Please tell us about yourself.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm from Miami, and I was a student at a school just like yours. In many ways, I was a typical young boy and a fan of my school's baseball team. On the other hand, I became an inventor and used to be president of a company boasting $500,000 annually.
Wow! So you are a real millionaire? Please, tell us, how did you become an inventor?
When I was 11, I went on holiday to Bermuda. I was diving underwater with my father and was amazed by the underwater noises. I was excited to see the colours of the fish and the turtle swimming by, and I wanted to tell my father about it, but I couldn't. I became irritated because we both had to come up to the surface. That gave me the idea for my invention, Fishy Talkie, a toy allowing people to talk to each other underwater.
And to start your business, how did that affect your life?
Well, my mother had concerns that my grades would drop at school. This was because I had to be absent while my father and I flew to Chicago to present my Fishy Talkie to a well-known toy store. This resulted in my toy being bought and placed in every branch worldwide. More than anything, I just knew that Fishy Talkie was a winner. My father felt comfortable that he could deal with the legal documents despite my worries.
That's an understandable concern. And of course, you had other inventions?
Yes, three more. And all very popular. Scuba Duba allowed divers to see underwater and above water at the same time. This was quite popular. A toy store bought thousands of my Floaty Boaty, a bouncy float with water gun paddles, and it won the best-selling award. My underwater hockey game named Splash Goal had about 45 agents fighting to buy it.
Of course, this made you a star. How did you cope with the media attention?
Yeah, I had some uncomfortable moments. Annoying reporters kept arriving at the school and asking for interviews, which then appeared in international newspapers. But once, when I gave a speech at a charity event, I had to stand on a step so the audience could see me, which made me feel shy. And there were times when I couldn't attend baseball matches because of events, and this upset me.
And then in 2001, you sold your company. If you don't mind me asking, Owen, how much did you get for it?
No, I don't mind. Over the years, I earned a total of $10 million in salary. I couldn't afford to devote more time to my company because of school. So in 2001, I decided to sell it. I received a good offer from a toy store which had an annual income of $12 million. I had to skip an exam at school, but I signed a deal with them for $8 million. I was sad to let it go, but it just kind of got too big for me.
What a story for someone so young. What are your plans for the future?
I'm currently taking a break. I have a dozen more ideas and may launch another business. Also, I might open a centre to financially support young inventors, but that will have to wait until after I finish writing the story of my life.
Now listen again.
Good evening and welcome to our weekly programme, Promising Steps. Today, our guest is Owen Jenkins, who, at a young age, has achieved a lot. Hi, Owen. Please tell us about yourself.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm from Miami, and I was a student at a school just like yours. In many ways, I was a typical young boy and a fan of my school's baseball team. On the other hand, I became an inventor and used to be president of a company boasting $500,000 annually.
Wow! So you are a real millionaire? Please, tell us, how did you become an inventor?
When I was 11, I went on holiday to Bermuda. I was diving underwater with my father and was amazed by the underwater noises. I was excited to see the colours of the fish and the turtle swimming by, and I wanted to tell my father about it, but I couldn't. I became irritated because we both had to come up to the surface. That gave me the idea for my invention, Fishy Talkie, a toy allowing people to talk to each other underwater.
And to start your business, how did that affect your life?
Well, my mother had concerns that my grades would drop at school. This was because I had to be absent while my father and I flew to Chicago to present my Fishy Talkie to a well-known toy store. This resulted in my toy being bought and placed in every branch worldwide. More than anything, I just knew that Fishy Talkie was a winner. My father felt comfortable that he could deal with the legal documents despite my worries.
That's an understandable concern. And of course, you had other inventions?
Yes, three more. And all very popular. Scuba Duba allowed divers to see underwater and above water at the same time. This was quite popular. A toy store bought thousands of my Floaty Boaty, a bouncy float with water gun paddles, and it won the best-selling award. My underwater hockey game named Splash Goal had about 45 agents fighting to buy it.
Of course, this made you a star. How did you cope with the media attention?
Yeah, I had some uncomfortable moments. Annoying reporters kept arriving at the school and asking for interviews, which then appeared in international newspapers. But once, when I gave a speech at a charity event, I had to stand on a step so the audience could see me, which made me feel shy. And there were times when I couldn't attend baseball matches because of events, and this upset me.
And then in 2001, you sold your company. If you don't mind me asking, Owen, how much did you get for it?
No, I don't mind. Over the years, I earned a total of $10 million in salary. I couldn't afford to devote more time to my company because of school. So in 2001, I decided to sell it. I received a good offer from a toy store which had an annual income of $12 million. I had to skip an exam at school, but I signed a deal with them for $8 million. I was sad to let it go, but it just kind of got too big for me.
What a story for someone so young. What are your plans for the future?
I'm currently taking a break. I have a dozen more ideas and may launch another business. Also, I might open a centre to financially support young inventors, but that will have to wait until after I finish writing the story of my life.
We have now come to the end of the test. You now have 5 minutes to look over your answers and copy them onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. You will be reminded when there is 1 minute left. You now have 1 minute left. That is the end of the listening test.